Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome, welcome, welcome here to the Sports Lounge, coming to you each and every week at this time. I'm Michael Horn, but the true star of our show is a man we call Sultan. He is the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, a record that probably will never be broken. We're talking about the acting superstar and legend, the iconic actor from Hunter and so many other great shows, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Great to be here with all you folks. It's been a hot, blistering day here in Los Angeles, but we're faring pretty well here. Hope you guys are comfortable wherever you guys are across the country. And we're here, Mike.
Ready to talk about sports.
Yeah, we got a lot of things to talk about. We're talking about the Lakers.
You've been working, you've been busy this week. And what is it? You've been in a project, but it's a hard time getting
Here's what I do. I surface, you know, come in here, do the show, and do different things and stuff, you know, and, you know, write notes and letters to my granddaughter and my daughter and in Oklahoma and, you know, just do my stuff. And then I submerge and I go into my creative process and my writing partner, Bob Engels, and myself, what we're doing is we're writing family faith-based movies. That's what we're doing.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a good marketplace for that. People love those places, love those movies, and they go to places that carry them. You know, whether they're in the Midwest or wherever they might be, we're writing that stuff, and it's a real good feeling to tell great stories and know that everybody from 6 to 106 can watch it without being offended.
Yeah, and that's the positive thing. It's positive for everybody. And here's the other thing. It's positive. A lot of these things are negative. So you guys have been writing this for some time. Are you getting close to getting this thing done?
Well, yeah. We've been at it, and then we take some time off and stuff because, you know, life gets in the way.
Right.
But we're fine. We're only a couple of weeks away from finishing it up and submitting it. And then once we submit it, they give us the money for it, and we go off and shoot it.
All right, so this is going to be good. So you may have some news for us soon, hopefully, right?
I would suspect here by another month or so that I'll give you guys an update, let you know what's happening, and keep you in the loop.
All right, we got a good show for you. Don't forget you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to send him an email, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late-night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com. At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the perspiration, I think is the fancy word. It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray. Or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Life with Fred. Today we join Fred at his home. Doesn't it sound like one of those sitcoms or something? You come back. Welcome to Taxi. Welcome back here. Hi, I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, listen, thanks everybody for tuning in. We always look forward to being with you. We have a lot of things to talk about. Not a lot of this stuff is comparatively important. But it's what's going on today in sports. But there are some things that lead us into a conversation, which I'd like to have with you. One of these things is right here off the top, and I'll take them as I see them. Floyd Mayweather and McGregor fights, pay-per-view price has fans angry.
Why?
Because it's too expensive, and most people know that this fight is there's a couple things here. There's a conversation that is kind of like bubbling under, that's kind of seeping into the mainstream, and it's starting to come out with this matchup of Floyd, the great boxer, against a mixed martial artist in McGregor.
Conor McGregor,
It also kind of cuts right directly on the grain of many people thinking that traditional boxing could very well be on the wane.
They've been saying that for some time now, Fred Dreyer.
Well, they have. And this fight represents a couple of conversations that could be had. Let's just say this. Floyd represents traditional boxing.
Right.
This is a boxing match, not an MMA match. McGregor is the underdog. And McGregor is also going to make some money off of this fight, but this fight is really under the heading, let's help Floyd make some more money, because this thing is a mismatch, and you never can tell what's going to happen, but I do think that if Floyd wins, he has to win convincingly. To kind of beat down and push back this surge of opinions that regular boxing is being overwhelmed by the MMA.
He's the hope to get it going, right? And it's like the August 26th is bout is in Las Vegas. It's been set at $89.95, cost $10 more than the high-definition broadcast. And so the UFC has their pay-per-view. So you're saying UFC may be overshadowing traditional boxing.
Well, this demographic that's in America today, where this conversation started 15 years ago when MMA started to bubble up, is also now full and frontal nudity with the truth that you've got regular boxing starting to lose its stars. And the real stars are in MMA. And the demographic is with people who, the young people, the people who are like 30 and younger, are MMA people. And so, and of course, there's always a market for great fighters, regardless if you're MMA or regular boxing. But this one is, you've got Floyd, who is probably going to win the fight. Then you can go with inside this conversation and ask how you're going to handicap the game. And that would be is Floyd is going to bring this guy and allow him to flail and as is the history of Floyd, miss. I don't think that McGregor is going to be able to kick him. He can't kick him. He can only box him. So he's going to have to try to hit Floyd. Well, nobody and no great boxers have ever hit Floyd.
Right.
He's never really been hurt.
Right.
So why would you think that McGregor, who is primarily an MMA fighter, not a boxer, is going to be able to land any type of punch unless it's at one of these circus haymakers that lands and, you know, these type of things, which would allow people to start screaming that the fight is fixed, which I would be one of. I would be shocked if McGregor beats this guy or even touches him. So Floyd's going to get to what, $700 million, $1 billion for this, and McGregor's going to get what's going to get to $8 million, $9, $10 million. Yeah. Dollars. There's not much. Once the fight starts, it's going to be routine, and Floyd should win. And then they'll both hug.
But Floyd hasn't fought since, what, Manny Pacquiao in 2015? And Pacquiao had a tough time against my family member, Jeff Horn. And I think if they put Jeff Horn, now that he's won, up against Mayweather, that might be a pretty good fight. Get the great white Jeff Horn, the great Australian hope.
I wasn't sold on Horn. I think that fight was more about Pacquiao being finished than it was Horn being great.
Horn was fabulous.
Okay.
Well, you had Horn go in there. Here's what I would also do. I think to really raise the money on the pay-per-view, what if you had Floyd Mayweather go up against like Chuck Schumer?
I'd like to see Chuck Schumer.
Yeah. Against whom?
I'd like to see Chuck Schumer fight Laura Ingraham.
That would be a good pay-per-view event.
That's mixed,
my money goes
mixed
on Laura
media
Ingram.
Arts.
I'd go on Laura Ingraham. It'd be great. That'd be a good deal. So anyway, so this fight is the Mayweather fight. You say he's going to walk away with it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, come on. He's gonna win the fight. He's going to win a lot of money. And, is he gonna carry McGregor? Is he going to knock him out? I don't think Floyd's going to knock him out, so therefore he's probably going to carry this thing for the 12 rounds it's going to go, and he's going to win overwhelmingly, unanimous decision, and he might even cut him up a little bit, pound him around a little bit for having the audacity to think that an MMA guy could come into the ring and fight a great fighter.
You would, wouldn't you? You would say the audacity of you coming into this boxing ring.
Exactly.
You would want, exactly. I can see it in your face.
That's right. When he goes to cash that $10 million check, he'll be standing behind me cashing a $200 million
check. It's like the wrong guy walk on the football field when you're playing. They'll be sorry they got on that field, right?
Well, it just comes down to... how are you going to handicap what is clearly, I think, going to be the storyline of the fight? So
what about the Olympics? The big story is Los Angeles may get the Olympics, but they don't know if it's going to be 2024 or 2028. Are you excited about that? Were you here for the 84
Olympics? I'm
going to
tell you something. I was here for the 84 Olympics, and it was a wonderful time for me. My daughter was born, and I did the pilot of Hunter in 1984.
Well, that was a big year.
And it was exciting because the city was bubbling. I had a show that was shooting a pilot. That's all I knew.
Traffic was light.
And my daughter was born at Cedars-Sinai Hospital, and all I heard was how wonderful this traffic situation was going to be because they figured it out. You know, remember what I told you?
Tell everybody.
Well, Peter Ueberroth and all the guys who was the head of the Olympic Committee.
Yep.
He came in here and just said, we're going to do a deal with all the trucking unions and all the truck companies, and we're going to relegate them to only being in L.A. for these 14, 16 days at a certain time of the day and the evening.
They drove overnight.
And he did that.
It was fabulous.
And there was nobody here in town.
Get the truckers off the road, but the Teamsters wouldn't do that when they came back.
Well, when it was all over, they said, this is a good idea. Let's make that permanent. They said, no way.
Teamsters walked out on it, and the traffic has been the worst ever. But the Teamsters, truck drivers, they should have the roads from, 10, 11 o'clock at night till 6 in the morning. Then get off the road. Horn is out driving. I got to have some space.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/drive.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Gentleman there is Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And we just had the all-star game here recently in the home run derby. And here's my thought, Fred Dreyer. You know, if you get in the home run derby, you're allowed to pick whoever you want to pitch to you. So you know what? If I got in the home run derby, you know who I'd select?
Me.
Clayton Kershaw. If I'm going to... Don't drop your coffee when I said that.
Almost dropped
it. If I'm going to go ahead and bat, I want to go up against the very best, and let's see if Clayton can get me out, and I'll still power out some home runs. What do you think?
That's your choice.
Who would you have pitched to you?
Who would I have pitched to me?
Yeah.
I'd get a midget.
Tommy Lasorda?
Yeah. I saw Tommy and a couple of other old-timers. He used to throw batting practice. And, you know, he threw out the first pitch here not too long ago, and it barely got to his shoe tops.
So either Clayton Kershaw then or Tommy Lasorda.
Or Tommy Lasorda.
Put a fence up in front of him because I love Tommy. I don't want to hurt him with my powerful swing. But, you know, they're saying that the baseballs are flying out of the ballpark because the bat, they're thinking, is a little bit juiced now as we get back into the second half of the season.
Well,
Rob Manfred in charge of Major League Baseball thinks that.
There's a good argument for
Commissioner.
That. There's a good conversation. To be open.
Do you think that's true?
I do think it's basically, you know, I think it's the balls, basically. Are the bats, you know, different? But bats today now are more engineered for the hitter. Plus, they break more often, so they're replaced more often. So, you know, they're hitting a lot of home runs. I also think the strike zone has a lot to do with it. They've shrunk the strike zone. They're making these pitchers pitch almost right down the middle of the plate.
And, you know, here's something they don't talk about a lot, but it's the catcher. I was listening to a sports show the other day, and they mentioned back in the day when the Braves would get, you know, good calls and balls and strikes, Javi Lopez, their catcher, would frame the plate in a certain way that when you played him, the Braves got the benefit of some balls that were maybe off the plate a little bit because of the way the catcher catches it. If you have a good catcher, he can turn some games around on you.
Yeah, they call it framing, and you know, they put a lot of emphasis on that, and it's certainly, you know, I think the right thing to do to try to squeeze out anything you can get, because there's a lot. I watched a lot of Dodger baseball here this last year, and because you know, they've been very, very good, but I've watched how catchers, Grandal and you know, Austin
Barnes, yeah.
Barnes, how they've framed pitching, and
it helps.
And it not only does it help, but it's an art form, it's a skill. And the umpires, it's really interesting. The umpire looks at where the catcher sets up. Remember, the batters focus on the pitcher, and the pitcher is now aiming at the catcher's mitt wherever he sets up. So the umpire is saying to himself, they want to work the inside part of the plate. So let's see how good this pitcher is at telling me I should give him close calls.
Yeah.
Why would I give this pitcher the benefit of the doubt on a strike versus a ball if he, the pitcher, is not consistent in hitting the target of where the catcher is setting up?
So if he hits it, you're going to give him the benefit.
Now, this is what Oral Hershiser was saying. He said, you know, he says that pitcher, we haven't gone deep enough into the game, but he's not bringing a pedigree with him to tell the umpire, you know, I'm pretty damn good, so I'm going to be hitting the corners. So the umpire is kind of charged going into the game to realizing this catcher's going to set up, and he's going to tell me by where he sets up and how this guy hits his spots if I should be giving him the benefit of the doubt on those calls.
Can be good, I'm telling you. Or you could do what Nelson Cruz did at the All-Star game. He, right in the middle, when he went up to bat, he asked Yadier Molina to snap a photo of him with umpire Joe West.
Well, that's just where that's where the sport has gotten to.
In the All-Star game, right?
Yeah, that's the All-Star game.
That's
it. And by the way, I don't care if I ever see another group of 50,000 people go, ooh, wow, look at that ball. That must have gone 590 feet when a guy is throwing, you know, 60-mile-an-hour balls, lobbing him over the plate to these guys.
Big viewing audience.
Of course it is.
8.69 million viewers on ESPN.
Of course it is.
Come on. They were
it's
watching
so
this thing.
So freaking boring.
The Derby
and that's all I've been hearing.
Rating.
It's boring.
Aaron Judge, the new face of baseball.
Yeah, because he's hitting. Let me throw some pitches to me and let me, you know, give me a couple of opportunities to hit some home runs.
Well, he had four drives of over 500 feet. And he also hit the Marlins' park roof about 160 feet above the field.
That qualifies the sport as being officially back.
Rob Manfred said the home run derby is different for players in the day-to-day of the season. You think?
Who said
that's
that?
That's why the commissioner of baseball. That's why he's a commissioner.
Well, that's why he is a commissioner. Those are great comments.
We're back in the lounge, the sports lounge. Hi to Gabrielle Iniguccioni. She says, hi, Mr. Dreyer. I'm from Italy, and I'm a huge fan of Hunter. I'm missing it. I'm watching you on YouTube. Don't forget, we broadcast this show live Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Figure your time zone from there. But it's at our website, crntalk.com, for the video at Tiki Live. And you can get us on your Roku box. If you have it hooked up to your TV, get the Roku box and check it out. Okay, so the Joe Buck of Major League Baseball commissioners, Rob Manfred, welcome back to the show. I'm Michael Horn with Fred Dreyer. He says this, Fred. He says the home run derby is different for players than the day-to-day of the season. He says our game's a team sport, right? That creates inherent limitations in terms of how big a star in any individual player is going to become. It actually creates reluctance among players sometimes to market themselves. The great thing about home run derby, when you think about it, it's the one thing that we do on a national scale. You can go out there. It's about you as an individual player, and he certainly stepped up last night. He's talking about Aaron Judge.
Why are you speaking this way?
That's the way a commissioner talks.
Is that how he speaks?
Yeah, because it's a different thing, the home run derby.
Oh, I see. Okay, good. I wanted to know so I can...
All right, so
I just didn't know if you were all right over there.
I'm okay.
I have to do everything. I have to run over there, maybe give you some coffee.
By the way, our producer, Tyler Roop, is tweeting at CRN Digital Talk, so check it out and during the show here today. Now, so we didn't finish up on this. This Rob Manfred is thinking that the bats are to blame for the spike in home runs. You think that's the case?
Well, it's probably all true.
You think it's the ball?
I think it's the ball. I think it's the bats. I think it's the strike zone shrinking. I think it's, the overemphasis on runs scored. I just think all of it has all of it's true. I also do think that there is less concern about players striking out. They think it's okay, so you just strike out five times as long as they hit a 3-run home run in the eighth
there
inning.
You go, that's right.
So so all of that's true, and it's all a part of the ever evolving sports. Conundrum.
Well, bats, they say, come from multiple manufacturers, so they're customized sometimes. And I think it was Justin Turner, who uses somebody else's bat sometimes. He grabbed a Chase Utley's bat, and now he's got a Corey Seager bat or something, and he uses that. So that goes to show that guy's got just raw power if he can use somebody else's bat.
And I also think it's redundant when a guy says, I've got to go to Indiana to the
baseball manufacturer,
the Mizuni Bat Company, and really handcraft my bat. So everything about the handle is just right, the length, the weight, the size of the barrel, and all of this stuff. Where's most of the weight in the barrel, or am I going to put most of it? So all of this stuff, this explosion of minutia that players have with their bats. The truth of the matter is the strike zone is different. The ball might be a little wound, a little tight, a little loose, who knows? But they're pitching the thing right down the middle of the plate, and guys are sitting on certain pitches. That's what they're doing. They're sitting on it. They don't care if they strike out. If I have to strike out three times this game,
as long as I hit a home run,
and I hit a three-run home run, I'm taking that deal.
Now, you think it all starts, though, at the Mizuni Bat Company? Is there a Mizuni Bat Company?
Well, there is one.
Yeah. Mr. Mizuni is in charge of it.
He's a small Japanese man.
Yes, Daniel-san. Yes, Daniel-san.
So you...
Mr. Mizuni.
So you want to hit Homer?
Yes, Daniel-san.
So, you know, the upshot of all of this is all of it matters, and yet none of it does. So next year it might be. But the point is that they have, you know, this other thing that's driving me crazy. It comes in with a cyber metrics thing, is that the exit speed. It's not just hitting a three-run home run. Did you know that his exit speed was at a 33-degree arc, and it was it left the yard at 135 miles an hour? Holy smoke. What? Who cares about that?
Joe Buck.
You know who cares about that?
Joe Buck tells
me. You know, it's the Dodgers. It's all these new wave general managers that say, this is how we're going to now start drafting players who have a great exit velocity on their home runs.
So you think Aaron Judge thinks about that? Is Aaron Judge the new face of baseball, do you think? Now,
well, that's what they said. What do you think?
It's just the first year. Let's see what happens 10 years from now. Yeah. Right?
Well, is Lonzo Ball the new face of the Lakers after three preseason games?
That's right.
What do they call it? It's a summer league. And now everybody's talking about this kid being a bust. Did you hear that word?
No. Is that what they're saying?
I heard that word today.
They're saying the kid's a bust?
The conversation, the swirling, because he hasn't met expectations of those people handicapping the draft.
Oh, my.
You know those people?
So he's already getting
I'm a draft handicapper. Yeah. I'm an expert. And I'll tell you, just by looking at the way Alonzo Ball is tough getting his shot off, and I think it's a big mistake. Now, the Lakers should have drafted this other guy. And so you have to have those conversations, and it's idiotic.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about you or loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
You're in the lounge, the sports lounge. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the Sultan. Two safeties in one game. The acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. You know, when the Tampa Bay Rays and the Miami, or then the Florida Marlins, came into existence, I was very convinced at the time that it would be a disaster to have these two teams in Florida. I didn't think that they'd be supported, and I also thought that that Florida should be kept for preseason, for spring training.
You liked Florida for spring? You're a traditional guy.
Spring training for Major League Baseball.
That's kind of interesting.
In Florida,
I like that idea.
Is tranquil, and that's what it should be. They do not support across the board, and have not.
Well, they did in 97. The place was packed, but there was only
two games left, and it was between the Yankees and Miami.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. But they've been a disaster in terms of fan support. Those two teams. And my deal is that move the teams. Get them out of there.
You want to move the teams?
Move them or collapse them. I think there's too many teams in all sports, and it's just what they said, it's the same conversation where they say we're going to work this year. You know, the executive committee is going to work, and we're going to find out how we can shorten these games. I've got an idea. Here's how you can shorten
the
games.
Idea?
Here it is,
Fred Dreyer's idea.
Here's how you do it.
Tell the
advertisers. We're going to cut down commercials. That's what we're going to do.
There you go.
That's it. The game will not be 3 hours and 48 minutes, average game, whatever it is. It'll be back down to two hours and 8 minutes.
Because of no commercials. I agree with
you. Because of less commercials.
But Derek Jeter's trying to buy the Miami Marlins, and now he's thinks he's trying to add Michael Jordan to the group to bid and buy the Marlins.
Well, they're looking for every boost they can get.
Jeb Bush was in that group for a while.
Yeah, right. Let the Bushes involved in it. They'll ruin that team.
Low energy dropped out.
Yeah, low energy. He dropped out? He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Jeb is out of the picture now for it.
Well, he was busy.
Well, he had. I guess maybe he's still there. Former Governor Jeb Bush and Romney, Tag Romney, is in there.
Oh, yeah. They got a better job working for the cartels down in Nicaragua.
Take it easy now. The Romneys are a nice family, but I don't like names like Tag and Tom and Tug and all that kind of stuff, but it's Tag.
Rip and there's a couple
of Rapalski, one of the all-time great Phillies and Dodgers.
He was a great Dodger.
Rip Rapalski. Now, there's a good name. What's your name, sir? Rip.
My feeling is that you got to collapse Miami and you got to collapse the Florida Marlins.
You would do that.
Get rid of them. Okay. Just get rid of them.
But
please.
Put them somewhere else.
Prune,
They want to expand maybe in Montreal, another team, and in Mexico City. So why don't we move the Marlins to Mexico?
They could
only a style baseball team.
They cause so much problems putting a team in Montreal who never supported their team. Now you're going to move another team back into that place that doesn't support a team, and then they really won't support the team.
Do you think they've sewn up the AstroTurf? Listen, a true story. I always thought it was a beautiful-looking stadium on TV. I went there once when I was up in that area to a game, and there was nobody there. I had a ticket, and I sat right behind home plate. And I think the Dodgers were playing. Hershiser was on the mound. I could have shouted, "Hey, Oral!" And he went, said, yeah, huh, Mike, right there. Behind it. And the AstroTurf was in such sad shape. There were tears and rips. It looked like, you know, the old carpeting at my grandma's house.
It looked like a city-operated business.
Yeah.
And that's what it was.
Twice they've done it, and now they're going to put another team in Montreal.
Of course, you got to put a team in Montreal because they got a stadium. They've got a stadium. The stadium is sitting around here. What are we doing with the stadium? Let's go take a Major League Baseball team that's losing money by the pound and move it back up here so it can fail up here.
Here's what I think they should do. Put a team in Cuba. Because I think there's a lot of baseball people there.
What a mistake.
Go in there, and they call it the Fidels, you know. And if they're kind of an in-group, you can call them the Infidels, you know.
Call them the Maduros.
The Maduros. They could be, the logo could be a cigar.
That's what it is.
That would be great. That would be good. Yeah, you go out there and watch a game, and everybody's puffing in the stands because they can smoke cigars there.
The pitcher is pitching. He's smoking. Got an ashtray out there on the mound.
Get a 1953 Chevy taxi to take you to and from the airport to the game.
Put a nice beanbag ashtray out there. You know.
Yeah, you get a complimentary ashtray.
Yeah.
Could be ashtray night.
It could be.
So Cuba would be a better one there, but they're saying Mexico or Montreal. We'll see there. Okay, what else? We got O.J. Simpson in the news here, too. Yeah. What do you think there?
I just hope he gets out in time to be a part of the Summer Olympics festivities.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, come on. He'd
you,
love
you
it.
Want him
let's
there?
Do something for O.J.
What would we do for him?
Well, let's tell him as he goes up for parole on July 19th. That's what he's going.
Big hearing coming up.
And just say, O.J., we're going to do you a favor. There's a good chance we're going to get the Olympics in 2020.
Yeah.
And you're going to be out of jail in order to be the grand marshal. We're going to let you run
up. In the Olympics.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little memory reliving. We're going to let you run up the peristyle into the Coliseum with a bloody knife in your hand.
No.
Just a second.
No, don't.
Follow this
okay,
through because this is really commercial.
Hold your ears, children.
This is really commercial.
Yes.
I'm sure the Buck Knife Company will take huge ads. That's what you do.
And cut the flame from the torch.
That's what he'll do.
Yeah.
He'll lop off the head of a dummy. And the thing will explode and set on fire, and people will roar and laugh, and people will forget all about this nonsense of killing two people in Brentwood 30 years ago.
He's serving a 9-to-33-year sentence for that incident in Las Vegas. So
he's done his time.
Coming up July 19th.
Let him out.
That guy that was talking to us from Vegas, he's going to get out. We'll see. Segment here on the show, one of our favorite times here. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. RM Foot says, Fred, correct me if I'm wrong. Did I see you on some offensive series while you were with the Giants? I swear I saw you line up as an offensive end. Am I right or am I nuts?
You're nuts.
Okay. Now, Mike Howell said, hello, Mr. Dreyer. I wanted to wish you a happy birthday and wish you the best of luck this coming year. My Wednesday nights are scheduled around the Sports Lounge, and I truly appreciate your sense of humor and candid sports talk along with Mike Horn, who is a true professional. I like this guy, Mike, already. You're a genius. He says, your chemistry and banter always makes me laugh. Coming from Boston, I can honestly say you made the best move of your career not coming to New England. Your recollection of your brief time as a New England Patriot brought back many memories of those dark days here in New England.
It was terrible then. That's why I left. And by the way, he's never met you, so that opinion stands.
Well, he just listens. He's a quick study and a judge of great voice. So he says, having you talk about Upton Bell and the mismanagement of the team made me laugh out loud.
Well, I appreciate it because I was laughing out loud as well.
Josh says, hey, big fan, Fred, how do you say in such great shape? Do you have a favorite cheat meal or food or something?
I usually go through salmon. About a case of beer in the morning.
No, you don't. You do salmon.
And then I glide my way into...
He does salmon and greens. It's good stuff. Nick wants to know, growing up, who was your favorite NFL team?
Growing up, it was the Rams.
Yeah. Was the Rams really?
Yeah. I like the Rams. I like the Redskins. You know what? Here's the deal. I was attracted. I love the 49ers. I love the introduction and of the teams and their colors. I love the uniforms.
That's good. Patricia says happy birthday. Everything special? Is anything special?
Thank you, Patricia.
We're back in the sports lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer, and apparently Mayor Garcetti called in and liked your idea with O.J. Simpson for the Olympics.
Well, here's what Garcetti should also know. Should take notes when he's listening to the show. I know he does. I know for a fact.
Get a little more, do you?
As O.J. runs up with the knife, right behind him,
yes.
After he assaults the dummy and lops the head off of the dummy,
yes.
Mark Furman will be available to run up right behind him and pick up the glove and then wave it and then start chasing O.J.
And the crowd will go nuts.
Of course they'll go crazy.
It's a whole different Olympic opening.
Well, you know something, it makes sense. And I think it resonates with a lot of sports fans, and it's a perfect way to inaugurate the Olympics here in Los Angeles.
Now, we had the All-Star, the Home Run Derby, and so now our producer, Tyler, who, by the way, I was at Tyler's house the other day, and he has a personal chef there, Chef Jim, made some Skyline chili, which is basically two pasta, chili, and then you can put the oyster crackers and you can put some sprinkled cheese on top of that. And then he made a side dish of a nice Coney Island hot dog with chili on it.
What are you talking about?
Chef Jim did that. I just thought during the game, that's what I ate. It was baseball
food. Did you eat that?
Yeah. I enjoyed it later on that evening as well.
Oh, man.
Okay, so there's some events that we've come up with now that could be the equivalent to the Home Run Derby in the NFL. What do you think?
Okay, let's hear them.
40-yard dash contest.
Yep.
What do you think about that?
For football?
Yeah, for football, like a Home Run Derby kind of thing. I mean, they're fast, so you got world-class athletes, and so you could try to determine the NFL's fastest player.
I would. Here's what I would do.
What would you do?
Here's how I'd change it. Make it exciting for the viewer.
Okay, I like it. Let's hear it.
You have two mock-up prison cells.
Where's your mind today? Yes, I am.
And then when the gun goes off, two guys, one from each prison cell, wearing striped outfits.
Yes.
Sprint to a designated area. 40 yards down, and if they can get there before the cop who's also chasing him.
Hunter.
Yes. I'm available. He gets to go free.
Yeah.
And then you time him.
So that would be a competition.
Well, he's invested.
Okay, what about the longest completion contest? Like their Home Run Derby has the power. They want to judge it. This could be arm strength without accuracy. Just see how far you can just throw this thing and complete the pass. What do you think of that?
I like that. Here's my adjustment.
Okay.
I'm
ready.
I'm always available for opinions of things like this. It should be a human being power toss. It should be.
So you want somebody to throw a human being?
Yes. Who can throw
a
human being the furthest? And that will give you an idea of how strong these guys are.
What about the feat of strength, where maybe there's a lot of athleticism in football. There's a triathlon style of competition. Maybe you could do the NFL's strongest linemen and linebackers. This could be up your alley to compete in a bench press, a tire toss.
Well, there it is,
and
right
deadlifts.
There.
What do you think?
I'm going for the automobile push. I'm going
the automobile push.
Yep, and I'm going for I'm going for the tire toss.
The tire toss.
And
got another one? Make it one more here?
Yeah, and I'm going for the dent pounding out.
The dent pounding out competition?
Yeah. After you push the car, and after you take the tires off of it, then what you have to do is you got to pound out a dent.
Okay.
Pick a dent and pound it out. That's what you got
to
do.
You have to do it in a certain period of time?
Of course. It's all time.
So it's a triathlon kind of thing.
You're not giving money away for nothing.
The car push, the tire toss.
Yes.
And then the dent pound out.
The dent pound out.
Those are
three great things.
And I'm telling you, a Pro Bowl will be great if they just add that right before the whole thing.
Before it.
So you got to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, Fred Dreyer @crntalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, our final segment here of the show today. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. You know, today was an interesting thing. I just noticed here in my stack of information, Gene Conley, 86 years of age, Boston Red Sox pitcher, and he played for the Red Sox from 61 to 63. Died Tuesday, and 86 years of age. Conley helped pitch the Milwaukee Braves to the World Series championship in 57 and won three NBA titles with the Celtics.
Wait a minute, so he played with the Boston and with the Celtics. So that's
He helped win the World Series championship in 57. I remember that. And then was an all-star from 54, 55, and 59. Spent 11 years in baseball with three teams. He was selected by the Celtics in 52 in the draft. And after spending most of the next 6 years playing only baseball, he returned to the NBA in 58 and won three consecutive titles.
Wow.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
That's a tremendous feat.
How about that woman that was telling me that the pitchers can't pitch complete games? Here's a guy, not only pitched complete games, he played basketball in the offseason.
Yeah,
that's a star.
Just to stay in shape. He was born in Muskegee, Oklahoma, a paper company in Foxborough, Massachusetts. They had three children and seven grandchildren. God bless you.
He was the original Okie from Muskogee.
He was a beauty. Gene Conley. I remember him as a kid.
I remember him as his baseball card. when I was a kid. I used to collect them, and then, you know, I collected
them
in the 60s.
This is a lot of information to put on the back of a car.
Well, but they used to put it on there.
Yeah, they sure did.
And the guy that used to come on and drive Sid's ice cream truck when Sid was away, and Sid was always a nice guy, I would get the banana popsicle, and then I'd say the good humor guy would come by, and he'd have, like, the ice cream, but I wanted the baseball cards, and I'd say, I'd like to buy some baseball cards. And when you asked him to do it, he'd open one of the packages up himself and eat the gum. I like the gum, but I hate the cards. And he'd go, Gene Connolly, you can puke on him. Sandy Koufax, you can puke on him. And he'd throw the card away. And we, as kids, we'd run to the street and almost get hit by cars. And we'd get these valuable baseball cards.
Sounds hateful, this guy.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. We got free baseball cards.
Well, look, Gene Connolly, dead at 86. God bless him and his wife. They had the Foxborough Paper Company.
Want to say so long to everybody. Good week, huh?
Yeah, God bless him.